In this slow ascension, he must follow her pace. Even from her faint and dim subconscious start, so only can Earth's last salvation come. For so only could he know the obscure cause of all that holds us back and baffles God in the jail delivery of the imprisoned soul. Along swift paths of fall, through dangerous gates, he chanced into a grey obscurity, teeming with instinct from the mindless gulfs that pushed to wear a form and win a place. Life here was intimate with death and night, and ate death's food that she might breathe a while. She was their inmate and adopted waif. Accepting subconscious, in dumb darkness reign a sojourner, she hoped not any more. There, far away from truth and luminous thought, he saw the original seat, the separate birth of the dethroned, deformed, and suffering power. An unhappy face of falsity made true. A contradiction of our divine birth. Indifferent to beauty and to light. Parading, she flaunted her animal disgrace, unhelped by camouflage, brutal and bare, an authentic image recognized and signed of her outcast force, exiled from heaven and hope, fallen, glorying in the vileness of her state, the grovel of a strength once half divine, the graceless squalor of her beast desires. The staring visage of her ignorance, the naked body of her poverty. Here first she crawled out from her cabin of mud, where she had lain inconscient, rigid, mute. Its narrowness and torpor held her still. A darkness clung to her, uneffaced by light. There neared no touch redeeming from above. The upward look was alien to her sight. Forgotten the fearless godhead of her walk, renounced was the glory and felicity, the adventure in the dangerous fields of time. Hardly she availed, wallowing, to bear and live.